Dr. Oliveira dictating on Savon Cooper. The last name is COOPER. Savon is the first name. It's A-V like in Victor, O-N. 61-year-old, white female that is a type 1 diabetic and has been for a long time. The patient has been very meticulous following the diet and the treatment. And as a matter of fact, this patient comes to, with a hemoglobin A1C of 7.2% that was done on the 26th of August of 2024. Very compliant patient. Interestingly, this patient has a severe diabetic retinopathy. He is followed by the retina doctor, and intensive therapy has been given. On the other hand, the patient is in this office for evaluation of the kidney disease and follow-up of the kidney disease. She continues with the hemoglobin, with the serum creatinine of 1.1, a BUN of 31, an estimated EFR that is 53 mL per minute without evidence of proteinuria. The proteinuria is 89 milligrams per gram of creatinine. A major concern today is the diagnosis, the diastolic of 88 millimeters of mercury, when she usually is running in between 60 and 70. The patient said that she went to rehab, cardiac rehab yesterday, and the blood pressure was 120 over 80. A blood pressure log has been requested. Following number, in June, the patient went to the cardiologist because she was having dyspnea upon exertion and she was weak. A cardiac catheterization with placement of one PCI was done. The details of this intervention are not clear to me, different than it was Dr. Punjani, P-U-N-J-A-N-I, the one that practiced the cardiac catheterization. Follow-up is pending. Following number, peripheral vascular disease, that is asymptomatic. The patient doesn't have trophic changes in the lower extremities skin, and the pulses are satisfactory. Following number, anemia that is followed at the Florida Cancer Center. She's given infusions and Procrit when the serum hemoglobin is below 10. Following number, hyperlipidemia. That has been under control. We're going to request a lipid profile for the next visit. Following number, the vitamin B12 deficiency and supplementation. Following number, vitamin D deficiency with adequate levels at the present time. We are going to reevaluate this case in 5 months with laboratory workup. We invested 12 minutes reviewing the lab and the chart. In the face-to-face, 20 minutes. In the documentation, 7 minutes.